to see all of you today. It's a wonderful privilege to be able to come and to share the word of God with you.
是我的荣幸啊, 可以在这个会上面呢跟大家 好像也见到面,
let's just ask the Lord to help us to see and understand what he wants us to.
让我们同心的来求神帮助每一位, 让我们听到这些话,
Father, as we come before you today,
天父我们到你的面前,
a group of ladies that love you and serving you,
我们, 这一群, 大部分是姊妹或有弟兄, 我们实在是愿意服侍你。
We pray that you'll open our hearts to your word.
求你特别把你的话打开, 让我们清楚。
Help us to understand, help us to receive what you want us to receive personally.
让我们可以特别理解到到底你要我们学到什么,听到什么。
Bless each one of them today.
赐福每一位。
You know them.
你认识每一位,
you have told us in your word that you know every hair on our head.
因为你自己的话告诉我们,连我们的头发你都知道是几根。
You're fully aware of everything about us.
等于说呢,你对我们所有的一切都深深的认识。
As your child, that comforts us.
而且呢,如果我们是你的儿女的话,你是愿意安慰我们的。
And we pray that we can be a joy to your heart.
也但愿我们每一个人能够让你的心得到喜悦。
We love you today.
我们要跟你说我们爱你。
Be with us, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊,求你做工跟我们的心同在。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Moses. We're going to talk a little bit about Moses. Almost a Sunday school lesson. But Moses, we see Moses at this time. He's in the desert taking care of his sheep.
这段时间呢,来到摩西的中年时期,他在旷野牧羊。
And he saw a bush burning.
突然间走到一个地方看到有这个
But as he watched it, it was a strange thing.
那奇怪的是,
because it didn't burn up. It just kept burning and didn't burn up.
它一直烧, 可是呢,怎么都没有把那个荆棘烧掉呢?
So we see now that Moses became very curious.
所以这个引起摩西的好奇心,
and he walked over toward it.
一面看一面靠近那个荆棘。
And as he walked, suddenly a voice came.
当他很近的时候,突然就有一个声音出来了。
Moses, take off your shoes, this is holy ground.
一个声音说,摩西,脱下你的鞋子,这个地是圣地。
So we see the first step of God dealing with Moses, he got Moses' attention.
首先,神先主动地引起摩西的注意。
And you know that's what he has to do with each of us.
你知道吗? 他跟你跟我也是这样的, 常常会引起我们去先去注意他。
Somewhere along life's way, in some way, he got our attention.
在你的生命的过程, 人生过程当中呢, 在某一个关节眼上面, 好像神就一直要你去注意到他。
Moses had no idea in this world what the rest of his life was going to be like.
摩西从来没有想过说我会这样子来碰到这个场景，然后会认识神。
And you know that's the way with us too.
那跟我们的人生也是很一样的。
When we began to serve Jesus, we didn't know what it was going to be like.
当我们说哦我要信耶稣的时候，你也不晓得会发生什么事情。
For some of you, it's been like just a normal life, but living it in a very special way, situation after situation.
一样的,跟平常的人一样,跟以前一样过生活过日子,可是呢,某一个情境一来的话,我们会发现呢,有一种不同的面对或者是不同的一种方式。
But for somebody like me, it was a whole new adventure in my whole life.
那对我来讲,我的人生就像一个冒险的行程一样。
But each one, he expects us to do what he has called us to do.
那不管哪一位神首先主动的找我们之后呢，他对每一个人都有我要给我们做要完成的事情。
At first, God scared Moses. Oh, Moses became so frightened.
那事实上，神把摩西吓到了。
when God said, Moses, I want you to go back to Egypt. Ooh, wait a minute, back to Egypt.
为什么会吓到他呢?因为他从埃及逃出来,神说回去。
He ran because he was a murderer afraid of his life.
他是一个逃犯啊,杀人之后逃掉的,怎么要他回去呢?
Now this was very difficult.
那这个对他太难了。
But not only to go back to Egypt. But to go back to the Pharaoh, back to the courts where he had been. Oh my.
好像自己要去送死一样啊,回去见那个王, 法老王。
And God said to him, Moses, and Moses said, but Lord, I can't speak very well.
这个时候摩西就想到第一个理由,我没有办法跟王,我不会说话。
For the last 40 years, he had been in the desert.
那这个是事实啊, 40年。 他在这个旷野里面,就是只有带羊,只有牧羊。
Away from Egypt in the Egyptian language.
他本来的那个,可以说他的母语几乎就是这个埃及的语言,然后他已经好久没说了。
Moses kept giving him excuse after excuse.
那他就一直找理由,就是不想去就对了。
He said, I can't speak well, and God came up and said,
我没有口才。
I'll send your brother with you.
他说好,那我就找一个助手帮你说话,就是你的哥哥。
You know, to each of our lives, when God begins to speak with us, there are some things that are very hard to face or to give up that we shouldn't do because this has been our life of sin. And for all of us, we have to do something that, well, let's say it's like a death to some things in our life.
对我们来讲,当我们认识神之后呢,有一些过去的旧的,那些我的模式,我的想法做法,要把它弃绝掉很难。但是另外一个难处在哪里呢?要我们去做一些新的事情也很难。But
finally, he got Moses' attention, and Moses recognized this is what God wanted him to do.
摩西知道逃不掉了,而且这是神。
And then God began to give him a promise.
那神就给他一个应许。
You see, God didn't send him without something to let him know that he was going to go with him.
那神总是告诉我们要做什么事,然后他都会告诉我们说他会跟我们一起。So
this was God's promise to Moses.
那这个是神对摩西的一个答应的事情,承诺。
Exodus 3:19-20.
这个出埃及记,请你打开你的圣经,出埃及记第三章,他会看很多,所以每一个人自己打开圣经。Now
God,
第三章19到19,20到21,22. Okay, 我们要从19到22. You want me to read it or
no,
not? Okay, you go ahead.
So we see the verse 19. He says to him, he gives him a, he lets him know, it's not going to be easy, Moses.
那神先警告这个摩西了哈,他们有骗他说,哎呀,没有关系,没有问题,他说怎么样,不是骗了,都是我刚刚的质疑。那他说呢,不容易的。But
that 19th verse says what, Darcy?
这个,这里告诉我们,我知道,虽用大能的手,埃及王也不容你们去,先告诉他说会有这种事情发生。He
said, I know it's not going to be easy.
不会容易的。
He said, I know, but he said, but this is going to be, I'm going to use a mighty hand on him.
但是呢,神说呢,我有一个大能的手,你看着我做事吧。
He said, I'm going to stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with the wonders that I will do in it. After that, he'll let you go.
你去,但是呢,这个当中一定要有我的工作,不然的话,他不会让你们走的。
The 21st verse, he says, but you know what, Moses?
那接下来神说,
by the time you all get ready to leave, I'm going to give you favor with the people.
神答应说呢,当你们已经可以离开埃及的时候呢,
you're not going to go out empty.
我们都知道,或许有人还不是很清楚,这时候呢,要带出来的是一群后来, 就是以色列人,那时候是希伯来,就是我那边,那时候explain that,那这些人呢,在埃及本来是受恩的,因为没有粮食,现在呢,经过了430年,变成都是奴隶了,我曾经讲过这个控,掌控这个哈,那他们现在要出来了,那神说呢,不但把他们带出来了,而且呢,我要让你在他们眼前蒙恩,要赐给你很多你们需要的,OK。So
you see? God was promising you when you go out, you're going to go out rich.
所以你们走的时候呢,不会空手的。
And we're going to understand that.
那这一神讲的就一定是这样。
So Moses went.
那你往下面看就看到神给他们什么了，那摩西就只好去了。
When he first went, he just announced that he wanted his people to go.
所以他就是去淡淡的跟法老王说，我要把我们的那个希伯来人带走。
Now, I don't know if this Pharaoh had any idea who Moses was.
那这个法老王呢，他有认识摩西吗？我不清楚。
But I know he was thinking, who do you think you are telling me that you're going to let the children of Israel go 3 days journey to worship their God?
但是身为一个王，一国之王，而且是大国之王呢，看着这个摩西跟他这样说，他可能想说，你好狂妄啊，你是谁啊？
And he sent Moses out.
你出去。
And then you know what? He turned around, he looked to his men, he said, listen, go out there and tell those children of Israel that they're not going to get the hay that they need, that they're going to have to go and get it themselves and still make as many bricks.
那因为这样就惹怒了这个法老王，就命令说呢，你们这些管那个希伯来人的去减少材料给他们，可是要他们多交一些做成的工作，能够更虐待他们。
And then we see that when this happened to them, they became very angry. And what did they do? They blame Moses for coming and telling them God was going to take them out. But Moses didn't allow that to break him.
所以第一关的难关不是摩西想的，是法老王。法老没有对他怎么样。问题是这些百姓对这个摩西很反感。你不来教导好，你来的话，让我们多做工，多受。
Did you ever try to do good and the people didn't really accept it?
有时候我们的好意好像也会被人家误解。
Well, that's where Moses.
被人家不接受，摩西就是这样子。
Now they went back because this was his mission. He had to face He had to face Pharaoh time after time.
不管情况怎么样，摩西已经被吩咐要完成这个任务。他们又要回去了，回去跟法老王讲。
Now Moses had but one message.
那这一次呢，摩西的要传的话是这样
，just a couple sentences every time.
就每一次都是几句话而已。
Thus saith the Lord God, the God of Israel, let my people go that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.
这个摩西面对法老王说：“我们的神，我耶和华说，你一定要让。”我的百姓离开这里。
But this is what Pharaoh said. Who is this Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and moreover, I will not let Israel go.
Can you tell me the scripture? What verse?
That's Exodus 5:2.
Okay. 好，这个第五章的第二节，法老说，摩西说。耶和华的神这样说：“容我的百姓去，在旷野向我守节。”第二节哈，第五章第二节啊，出埃及记。法老说：“法老王说，耶和华是谁，使我听他的话，容以色列人去呢？我不认识耶和华，也不容以色列人去。”
And Moses was sent out again.
那又被他赶出去了。
Now in the next verse, next chapter.It tells us, but the Lord said to Moses. Now the Lord again is speaking to Moses.
那没事，你要知道，摩西就会把这个情况回去告诉神啊，跟神对话。
And he's saying this. Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh.
那摩西回到跟神那边跟他说，他这样讲哈，那神这样讲哈，第六章第一节，耶和华对摩西说：“现在你必看见我向法老所行的事，使他因我大能的手。”容以色列人去，且把他们赶出他的地。
I don't want God ever to say that about me.
那我但愿神不要对我这样讲。
Because when God said it, He said, "I'm going to send him out with a strong hand."
那他说呢，我要用我这个大能的手来做工了。
And then He'll drive you out of the land.
然后他把你们赶出去。
But Moses had quite a journey before that.
那这个当中从这些跟这个法老王交手到他们离开整个离开埃及这个当中呢可是 一个很不寻常的过程。
Now here he goes back to Pharaoh. This is the seventh chapter now.
又回去了。好我们来到第七章。
And Pharaoh this time looked at him and said, okay, prove yourself by working miracles.
你如果这么执着的话那 你就行，你说你的神，那行神迹给我看吗？
And so this is when God's telling him. He said, and then take your staff and cast it down before Pharaoh, that it may become a serpent.
那神就跟这个摩西说呢，把你的杖丢下去，就变成一条蛇。
So God had given him, had given his command what to do in front of Pharaoh.
所以在这里呢，就把很清楚的告诉摩西该怎么做。
So when he threw it down and it became a serpent, Pharaoh called his wise men.
这个时候法老说。
And his sorcerers.
我说好，那我也来吧。他就叫他的术士哈，那些他们里面也有像变魔术的那种。
And they had some,
你们也行吧。
They had some secret arts.
那在这里圣经上说用邪术，一样的把这个杖一丢就变成蛇。
Don't you think?That this is all just a joke, or they Satan has his ways and his abilities through man that is like magic.
你不要把这个当作神话故事，好像在编故事、在讲故事一样。那是真的，魔鬼撒旦那个邪术是很邪恶，也是很真实的。
Now I don't know how many there were, but each man threw down his staff.
我倒是不晓得到底有多少术士在那里。每一个人，摩西只有一把杖哈，然后呢，这个其他的人呢，不知道有多少个就同时掷下去。
And they all became serpents.
那全部都变成蛇，好可怕哈。
I don't know how Moses felt.
那这个时候摩西的心会怎么样呢
？But he really didn't have to worry.
那他如果认识神，他就不需要忧虑。
Because that was his little snake, his little serpent ate every one of the others up.
摩西这一个杖变成的蛇，把所有的其他的蛇都吃掉了。
What do you think God was trying to tell Pharaoh?
到底神让他做这个事情，想要送什么信息给这个法老王呢？
This is the very first little thing that God was showing Pharaoh. I am the only God, the great God, the powerful God.
神要让法老王看到，我是那唯一。而且是全能的神。
So then we see that Moses declared to him that the Nile was going to turn to blood.
那接下来
And when he struck it, it did.
好，接下来的话，这个就是这个尼罗河啊。如果你再不让我们去的话，那尼罗河的水呢会变成血。
Now to them, the Nile was a god.
你知道尼罗河是他们那个埃及人拜的神哈。
They called him Aspis, and then they had a female goddess that was his wife, and her name was Isis.
那这里神呢有男的也有女的啊，就是这个尼罗河，他们拜的是有一位男神，一位女神。
And they thought the river was the bloodstream of this goddess.
那这个他们心目中的这个尼罗河就好像人的这个生命的血液哈，这个啊我们的这个血管一样，是带来生命的。
And every year she was reborn by when the Nile began to flow over. And that was one of their gods.
因为他们认为说这个河流呢就像源源不绝的流，而且带给我们很多的，他们需要这个河水，所以是养他们的，所以他们就拜这条河。
This was a great part of them. This was drinking water. This was their economy with fishing. This was their, the Nile was, would go, the, would flow over the banks and would water all theyou know, the hay, the wheat, the barley, and that kind of thing.
这条河，他们吃的、喝的一切的活命都靠它。
Suddenly, when it became blood,
哇，全部变成血了。
And the fish in the sea died.
然后呢，如果变成血的话，你想里面的活物就活不了，都死了。
And there was a great odor.
那接下来呢
？So we see there that Pharaoh then saw, they wanted him to turn the water back.
那这个当然是非常非常对他来讲是很危害的哈。所以呢，这个法老这次稍就有点有一点点屈服了。他说呢，把我变回来，我们要喝水啊，对不对
？So I don't know how many days. I don't think there was many days between.
I think it's.Seven days.
Was it seven something like that?
好几天了，好像好几天了。
It was long enough to make them sick.
那么你想想哈，这样子一段时间没有水喝哈，这个是多么严重的事情。
So God defeated one of their gods.
而且那些活物都死了，所以这个呢，等于说呢， 神就彰显了他是唯一真神的这样的一个信息。
So the next thing, he had frogs.
那接下来呢,
frogs were everywhere.
接下来呢,
all over the land, into their houses, into their pots.
我们说是灾害了哈, 接下来就是那个, 青蛙, 到处都是青蛙。
You see, frogs was another one of their gods.
那青蛙他们也拜。
He was one that was called Hequat. He was the goddess of birth.
那这个青蛙他们怎么拜他呢? 说他是使人繁衍的神。
And you know what? They couldn't kill those frogs.
所以呢,青蛙出来他们是不能杀青蛙的。
Because to them, they were that was a goddess.
因为他们呢,是泛神,就是好多神之间的一个就是青蛙神。
So there were the Egyptians with frogs everywhere. They couldn't kill them. Oh, they wanted Moses. Moses again. Stop that one.
那这次呢,他们求饶了哈,因为他们不能杀青蛙,到处都青蛙,你想想,跳来跳去,整个都青蛙,然后求饶,那摩西就让他退掉。Now
the third one, when he came again, the third one was gnats.
那接下来就是,
those are little tiny things, you know, oh, they get everywhere. They can get in your face, your ears, all over. And they were swarming until probably even when they were breathing, they had to try to keep them out of their mouths.
接下来你一听你会觉得很讨厌，而且是很可怕的，就是狮子，小小的一个，但是到处都是，连你呼吸可能都会吸进去。
And this was against another god called Set. He was the god of the desert.
连这个狮子都可以拿来拜，就他们是在照顾这个沙漠的，他们是这个管沙漠的。
Now, we understand that the Egyptians were able to do the first two.
那你记得哈, 第一灾,第二灾, 这个他们的术士一样的做了。
But this time, the magicians had nothing, they couldn't do anything about this.
那从第三灾之后呢, they had
no magic for that.
就没辙了, 什么都变不了了。
And they went, we see in Exodus 8:19, they went to Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, this is the finger of God.
这个时候谁先来认识到神呢？就那些术士，行邪术的。第八章十九节说，行法术的就对法老王说，这个真的是神啊。好，就是跟他说这个是神，他们是邪术，那这个是神。Now
they didn't know which God.
那有那么多神,
so many gods.
有那么多神，他们的观念是半神，就是很多神。 那到底哪一个神呢?
So then we see the fourth one, the fourth plague.
那接下来,
and this is after the gnats, now we have flies.
那接下来是苍蝇。
See, this was another god. This, they had the god of the flies.
连苍蝇他们也是看为神的。
And this time God clearly distinguished between the Israelites and the Egyptians. It was in the land where the Egyptians were. It wasn't in the land where Israel was.
这个苍蝇一变出来之后呢，是以色列人那边不受害，可是这个法老这个埃及人这边是整片都是苍蝇。
Once again, Pharaoh said to him, "Now go ahead, you know, get rid of these flies. You can go." And he was telling him when he could take, just not to take the children, not to take the wife, not to. But he would say, "You go on," but he never left them.
我们知道从现在开始，这些他们的术士是没办法的。一方面他们拜这些，他们不敢去碰它。那么现在呢，法老就有一点点屈服，说好吧，你把谁留下来，然后你们出去敬拜你们的神吧。Now
you know this next one, the plague of the death of the livestock. God was merciful to Egypt. He told Moses. He said, "Tell them to get their livestock and to put it in and away from, get them from outside, because I'm going to kill all of them."
那接下来呢，你可以看到神怎么样来照顾恩待他自己的百姓。So
those
他先让他的百告告诉摩西说呢，先去把你们的牲畜什么都把它准备好、关好哈、保护好，然后我要做一件事情来杀害这个。
So I don't know if Pharaoh announced that or not, but if there had been any, they would have had their livestock saved.
那我不晓得这个时候法老有没有听到这样的消息哈。如果是有，圣经没有讲了。如果是有的话，那如果他们相信这个神的话，应该他们也可以 把好好的就把它就是有一点警惕说妈妈准备好就不要让我的牲畜这样死掉。
Can you imagine you had a herd of, of cows or of sheep or whatever the livestock was?And you would go out and all of them were dead?
你可以想象你有马、驴、骆驼、牛、羊哈，然后呢，他们在帮你做工哈，在田里工作，突然间出去全部都倒下，你可以想象那个情况吗？有瘟疫哈，神给他们瘟疫。
And there was the children of Israel livestock over there eating and drinking and feeling, you know, very happy together in their little flock.
而看着以色列人，他们的牛羊这些啊牲畜呢，都还好好的在工作。
But instead of Pharaoh wanting to do get rid of, it hardened his heart. He sent Moses out.
这样的情况不但没有让法老心软下来，就是就服了他，反而心里更刚硬。
And the sixth plague came. It was boils, not just one boils, but boils over them. So we see this again was against another god.And this god's name was Sunen and Isis. And
好，接下来呢，就是呢，他们身上长疮。
So we see these were goddesses of health. And so now it tells us at this time, the magicians couldn't come before, along with Moses to try to do something against it because they were filled with boils.
那身体呢，都长这个有泡的疮哈，这个是很就像约伯这样哈，是很痛苦的，而且就是他们。他们健康的神、啊、他们是要拜这个健康的神，结果现在呢、很麻烦了。
Now before the last three plagues, God spoke again, and this time he was talking to Pharaoh.
那接下来的三个是一个很重点的、灾害。
And we see this in Exodus, the 9th chapter, and the 14th verse.
好，第九章的十四节。
He wanted him now to know who he was.
因为神说，我要你知道我是谁。
For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thy heart and upon thy servants and upon thy people, that thou mayest knowest that there is none like me in all the earth.
这一次是要这个灾害呢，是要降在啊、这个臣仆、国王、臣仆哈、啊、这些身上，好让你们知道。我就是那个独一的真神。
For now I will stretch out my hand, that I might smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth.
What verse, please?
15.
好，第十五节哈。我若伸手用瘟疫攻击你和你的百姓，你早就从地上除灭了。
And in very deed for this cause have I raised thee up. Now I want you to see this.He said, for this cause, I raised you up.
其实我是叫你存立的神。他的意思说 我是容许你、啊、成为这个大国，是我有我的意思让你这样的。
I want to stop for a moment to show you the power of our God.
我们稍微、啊、想一下、啊、神的大能有多大呢？
He said, I know the end from the beginning.
他说呢，我是从那个末后往前推到最起先，我什么都知道。
Before the foundation, he had planned.
在还没有立根基以前呢，还没有创造以前呢，我的计划都已经计划好了。
And we see that even here, God's hand was in this particular thing.
那这个事情上面呢，我们看到神对于这样的一个事情，他也是有他自己的、啊、大能的彰显，还有他的计划。
So we see God was telling him straight through Moses.
借着摩西，神要让法老王知道，我是你不认识的神，可是我。
Pharaoh was even told that he was placed in his position by God, so that God showed his power and declared his name throughout all the earth.
神跟他说，你今天有这样的一个国事，哈，有这样的一个那么大的一个国，都是我容许你的。
Now we see the seventh plague was hail.
那接下来是冰雹。
Now you see, he's destroyed the cattle. He's destroyed all that of those that didn't put them in. He destroyed all of their livestock.
那冰雹的话就会把所有的、就是这些盖掉了，这吃的啦，田里面的啦，就会死掉。
And the seventh plague was hail. Hail is a very destructive thing. We're seeing that even today, places that are beginning to have hailstorms, that never had them and is causing such havoc.
你知道冰雹过去可能比较少哈，很稀奇哈，下下几个我们就好稀奇。
They,
现在呢，上次I think China just had one very very
yes, uh-huh.
serious one. 中国才发生一个很多，好像盖下来好像是雪一样哈，整个盖掉。
You know, actually, God said to Job, "I reserve my hail for punishment."
你知道吗？神对约伯说过，我留着冰雹是为了要之后要审判的。
But he goes on to say this was unlike any other kind of hail because of fire. There was fire on the ground running throughout there, devastating all the crops.
这个冰雹不比寻常哈，竟然有火闪到地上，那它下的竟是冰雹。
Now the crops were gone. Now we see we went on with the eighth one, and we see that We see that they have eaten up the wheat and the rye. And now we come to the ninth one. All of these, of course, are God's. And the ninth one, he made darkness. Darkness so deep that it was almost could feel it.
像有一个
Never mind.
Okay, 好。我稍微
skip some.
他有跳过了。所以冰雹说有一个蝗虫的灾害。那连那个剩下来的一些那些吃的都农田上都被蝗虫吃掉了，接下来就是黑暗，一片黑暗。
Now that was against the sun god, which was also what they called the Pharaoh.
埃及是拜太阳神的，而且他们把太阳等于他们的王，埃及王，所以他们的王是被当着神拜的，而且象征的是太阳。
So now we see they come to the last one, and you know that one.
那我们知道在这个黑暗之后呢最后一个
So we see that the firstborn male
就是首生的
was going to die
神要击打这个凡是不管人生的牲畜生的首生的都要击杀
Now throughout all these plagues after from the third one to here Israel had been left out God had protected themBut I want you to see something different now.
我们看到前面的话，后面的一些灾害呢，神就把这个，就是他只同样都住在埃及地，可是以色列人不会遭害，就是只有埃及人会遭害。那现在我们来看这个。
Now we see something very different. He said to the children of Israel, "This is what I want you to do."
那接下来神吩咐摩西说，你要告诉以色列人。
And he told them about killing a lamb.How to prepare it.
就是我们讲的就是要杀一只羊。
He told them that when they're eating it, to have their staff and their things ready to run.
那都准备好了啊，过了这个我们所谓的逾越节哈，就是过了这个应该吃的、应该做的都做好了之后呢，就准备要走了。
And now when they killed that lamb, they were to take that blood and put it on top of the doorpost and down on the sides.
这个羊的意义呢，当然他们会拿来吃，可是很重要的是要把那个血，要把它放在涂在他们的这个门框上面。
And he said, and when the death angel goes over, if I see the blood, I will pass over.
当这个掌死亡的来杀害的使者天使被派出去的时候，那么看到有涂血的。他就会越过去。
Over 3,500 years ago, my friends.
这个是在3,500年以前。
God was showing to Egypt his son that would die, and his blood would cover our sins.
神在告示人类说，有一天我的儿子会像这一只羔羊一样，让你们得到保护，不至于灭亡。
So the Passover feast had begun.
就因为这样，他们就称为。
And the children of Israel remembered it, that they went on till this day.
而且呢，以色列人那个时候是希伯来人呢，他们就永远纪念这个日子，守为耶和华的节，然后呢，作为世世代代他们的子女下代永远的。
So let us bring all this together.
我们稍微把它做一个结论。
So by the time the Israelites left Egypt.They had a clear picture of God's power.
所以总结他们所有这段时间经过这些灾害之后离开的时候呢，这个以色列人照理讲应该有一个观念，我们所要敬拜的神是怎么样的神
？Of God's protection,
他保护我们
and God's plan for them.
他为我们做计划。
For those who were willing to believe, they had convincing evidence that they served the true and living God.
那个愿意接受、愿意相信的啊，信靠这位神的人呢，他们绝对有绝对的确据，知道说我们的神曾经这样把我们从那些灾害啊，免得灾害要把我们带出来。
But the sad part was,
问题是
many, many, many still failed to believe.
几乎妈咪说 many 很多哈、啊，几乎到后来全部都没有办法相信。
So it led to other trials and lessons by God.
以至于这些还不够他们认识这个神的话，只好他们就要经历旷野里面的啊这些啊难处，这些的、啊、考验。
But God, in God's plan, you see, he was going to give them a land. And it began right here because when this happened to the Egyptians, it spread throughout the known world what these children of Israel did to the Egyptians.
因为这样的一个事情发生呢，就是一直传出去，外面的世界就知道说，哦，以色列人的神是很有能力的。可是对于这个以色列人这一群人呢，他们却不是这样的经历。
I think it was Rahab when they took down Jericho. Was let them know we heard about you, we feared you.
这个耶利哥城被打下来的时候呢，他们的这个啊、这个妓女拉合呢，为什么会想要把他们的这个啊、探子藏起来呢？因为他说我们已经听说了你们的事情，他还没有看到听说就相信了这位神。
There's a lesson I'd like to teach.
那我要你今天学到一个功课。
One that you truly know God.
如果你真的认识神。
That you know his promises are true.
他的应许绝对是真的。
But they're only going to be beneficial to us when we have faith to truly believe in them.
但是神所要给的所有的应许都只能发生在那个真正认识而且相信他的人。
You know, that's why we don't get many of our prayers through.
那就是为什么很多时候我们觉得好像我们的祷告没有作用。
And it, because he said, you know, without faith, it is impossible for me to do anything.
是没有办法讨神的喜悦让他做事的。
You see, can God limits himself. You'll see that throughout the Bible.He will limit himself in certain areas. And this is one that if you don't have faith and trust him, he can't do it.
神做事的一个律就是说他好像限制他自己。当然他可以自己一个人什么都可以做。那他就是要跟他所爱的人一起来同工、啊、就是我们的信就能跟他的应许来、啊、合作。
So my feeling today, and I wanted to bring this lesson, was to bring to you that we have to keep our faith.
那么今天我再次的激励每一位持守你的信心。
I've been telling my other group, we've been studying, I've been teaching, and I want to tell you that without faith, we're going to face some things ahead of us, that if we don't have faith, we're not going to make it.
我们的人生走到这个地步呢，不管是个人或者是我们整个的一个情势呢，我们一定要好好去持守我们的信心。我一直在跟、别的组跟这一组一直要跟你们讲，就是好好持守你的信心很重要。
And I want to tell you the only way you will build your faith is by reading the word of God, taking it in, trusting him, believing, seeing how he did and what he can do. So childrenget into the word of God.
再次提醒大家，就是如果你要有你的信心有根基的话，一定要在神的话语上下功夫，不是只有看了、念了，而是听进去，吸收进去。
It's only Satan that wants you to keep out of it.
你知道，魔鬼撒旦就是要你不要去靠近神。
He'll keep you busy, or you feel like, well, I'm too busy, I only read a little bit here.
让你感觉是不可能的，我很忙，而且我有很多重要的事情。
But you know, I've learned one.
我学到一件事情。
The more I read God's word,
我越去深入的去、念神的话。
The more I want to read.
那我就更想念的更多。
Even when Satan comes and tries to get me busy or make me think something else, I want to keep at that. I want to keep God's word before me.
我 我心里面有一个原则，就是说我一定要持守，去继续的好好的吸收神的话。当我这个原则之后呢，那魔鬼他会来的，他一定会来想要把我啊的中，把我的焦点什么带开之后，我意识到，然后我就会有个警觉。
I told you before, it's not how many chapters we read.
我再讲一次，不是你念了多少圣经。
It's when we can get a portion of scripture and we can read it. Read it maybe 5 times.
你把神要跟你说的话念，重复的念，重复的啊，去思想，吸收。
Begin to memorize a little bit, trying to keep it in your mind.
把神的话记起来。
And then begin to think about it.
然后呢？要默想，要去思考，要去搅局一样。
Spirit will bring things to your mind.
那当你有这种很诚恳的心思的时候，圣灵一定会帮助你去得着神话语里面的这个很重要的啊，这个应许也好，或者是生命，或者是精髓也好。
Take the book of John.
比如说像约翰福音。
And go through that.
把它好好的。很非常精密的练过。
And allow God to show you something.
然后呢，有一个期待神啊，你要让我从这次在念的时候，让我真的是皎洁得到这个意义。
You will know it.
那他，如果你有这个心意，那么他你就会意识到神真的在听我的祷告。
It does something to the inner man because it's like God speaking to you.
那因为你会有一个当里面这个话语，然后你很认真的吸收的时候呢，你会有意识到说是神跟我之间的一个接触，神亲自对我说话。
And that's really what it is. God is speaking through His Word, through the Holy Spirit, to help us to grow and our faith to increase.
非常希望能够跟我们说话，而且让我们听到他的话，借着圣灵的帮助，我们可以在我的信心，我们他的话语上面呢。
I'm sorry, I've done it again.
Okay.
Please forgive me.
Yeah, no apologize.
Thank you for listening.
You want to pray or not?
Let's just bow our hearts. Father, we hear and see the greatness of our God.
Oh, 让我们知道你就是我们的神。
We're so human.
我们实在有太多的受限的人性。
The world tries to drum you out.
这个世界好像把我们淹掉一样。
Satan tries to lie to us.
撒旦常常对我们说谎，欺骗我们。
We have to fight against our flesh.
那我们还有血气上面要去争斗的。
But the reward of seeing you someday.
但是呢，我们要坚持，我们你要给我们的这个赏赐。
And living in it with you eternally.
因为我们的目标是要在永恒里面跟你永远的在一起。
It's well worth it.
那这个太值得了。
Help us, Father.
帮助我们，我们帮助我们，求神帮助我们。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. 好，我们请给我们一首歌，好吗？
我在陆地，或在大海中途，每日所遇，全仰望主。慈悲天父，他必常看顾、保护。我心靠主，深知主看顾我，活在荒山，活在怒海狂波，主赐厚恩，使我安稳。慈悲天父必常看顾、保护。野地玫瑰，天父尚且看顾；天空飞鹰，他也指引归途。我蒙主爱，恩更丰富，慈悲天父必常看顾、保护。我心靠主，深知主看顾我，活在荒山，活在怒海狂波，主赐厚恩，使我安稳，慈悲天父必常看顾。